Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is July the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 28 to 30. We must be directed by God at every step. We read in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 and 21 like this. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Though the message in this chapter is one of judgment, Isaiah reminds the people that God longs to be gracious to them. Those who wait on the Lord for help will experience blessings such as answered prayer, guidance, cleansing, fruitfulness, victory, and a song. If the people of God would turn to him in repentance, he would respond by sending sound teachers to lead the people in his way of blessing and to send them rain, sunshine, and plentiful harvest. The people had been living in such a way that they were oblivious to their spiritual teachers. Now they would be taught by the Spirit of the living God. There shall be no more false teachers, but instead clear guidance from God himself. As God's children, we have confidence that we will hear God's voice. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 8 verse 14 like this, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. This scripture implies that if we are God's children, being born again, we will be led by God's Spirit. We have further assurance of this promise in Psalms chapter 37 verses 23 and 24 that reads like this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. God will order our steps, and even when we slip up and fall, if we are truly trying to do his will, he will lift us up and give us a second chance. The most difficult part of hearing God is the fact that it takes time to learn to discern God's voice, and it takes a humble heart. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 12 and 13 tells us this, the words of God. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. God will reveal himself to those who humbly seek him. The writer of Proverbs describes the way that our thoughts and intentions line up with God's will when we submit ourselves fully to the Lord. As we read in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3 like this, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. God will manifest himself to us and through us as we humbly seek him. We read again in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. We must be directed by God at every step of our life's journey. Let us be sensitive to the fact that the voice we hear is truly that of God and not of our own fleshly desires or of Satan. As a good shepherd, Jesus will lead us, and we need to follow him closely as we hear and obey his instructions every day. We read the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John chapter 10 verses 2 to 4 like this. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.